I called you on the telephone. Still on Zoom here. In case you want to come on and just ask me anything, you're more than welcome to. You have the link for those who have access. Before I go to that, this show is brought to you by TechyGrass, techygrass.clickbird.net. Use the weekly zoo on the Etsy checkout to save. And speaking of that, I might do for an Etsy bill I forgot to pay. Oops. I'm never on time with Etsy. I think Etsy hates me. So I should do that after the show. I had a lot going on financially this week, so I had to make sure I had some stuff. I'm coming up before the top of 10 o'clock. I'm going to show you a new little trick that I got. It's actually going to be part of a blog post. But I bought this device from B&H. It's called a headphone amplifier. And what is that for my application? Not to split my headphones because, well, you know, I'm kind of on my own here. It's to route audio. So, I have two outputs on my Behringer mixer, left and right. And sometimes you've heard me shows on one mono channel because apparently you forgot to mix down. So what I did was, okay, how can I do a cheap, well, not cheap, I don't cut corners here, but how can I route output audio to anything I want to route out other than my mixer and other than my Mac? Because really, the Mac is my editor, my Mac Mini is my audio workstation, just because the i5 doesn't really hold up with, I mean, on the streaming part, it doesn't hold much of a kilo. The ThinkPad does. It's right here behind me, or it's the camera. So that's what I'm using it now. So now I'm trying to intertwine the two machines, and the capture device is different than what I use on the Mac here. I was prior to probably the summertime, I was using the Quick Cam, which really couldn't hold a candle to good refresh for me. Want to have the best, lowest quality video. If we get 30 frames a second, nice. If we can't get 30, if we get to standard def blowing up, which is what I do, hey, it's great. So that's what I do here. So that was how I did it. I did a Google search on it, or docked it, whatever, and I thought, oh, a headphone amplifier. And then I went on B&H and bought this for $20, courtesy of my botchon, which I used my birthday money. That's, she mailed me some birthday money. Yes, that's what I used it for. And that's what I do here for my production here. And back to birthday, it's coming up. She will be 70. Was she 75? So she'll be 77. Not to be confused with WABC. Oh, God, I can't. Don't make me sing jingles. God, that station I used to actually listen to when I was in high school, when Curtis Sliwa was saying, and when Ron Kuby was the morning drive people, and I was able to tune on my little Sony radio, which I don't even think I have, and it was probably handed down from my mom. During the wintertime, we'd be able to get the New York blowtorches in Londonderry to Methuen. God, those good old days. All right, Michael's been waiting. Let's get Michael on the zoo here instead of talking about myself all the time. Michael, what's... That's just a joke. Michael, what say you?
Hey, dude, what's up?
The sky.
Okay, so I have a question, or at least my question is, what do you think of the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, and what do you think he's going to be guilty or not guilty of?
Well, I just mentioned that earlier. I think he's going to get the minor infractions. The major ones, way too, like, it's going to be hard to prove it. And if he can get through that, boy, will he be lucky or not lucky. But what am I going to say? Do you have anything else?
So, what do you think of the media coverage? Because apparently his mama bear / mama boy.
Oh, they had it's on a Fox News channel.
I know. It's fine when your mama boy's right wing, but if he's a left wing, he must be a sword boy. I mean, jeez. Do you think a mother's an accomplice?
Oh, for sure. I mean, she's not, like, grounding him or holding him accountable. I mean, she's been on the Fox News channel basically defending him. Yeah, I think
he was a boy legally, so I don't get why he's this. Yeah.
Yeah, he was 17, and there's four genders in the legal world. Boy, girl, man, and woman, depending on which state. Nicole or Nikki, Nicolette or whatever, don't call yourself Nikki. Nikki, you are the Weekly Zoo. What say you?
Hi there.
Hello.
This is Nikki from NorCal. Y'all all wrong with your assertion that the South is a bunch of racist, you know, misogynistic, you know, people by connecting exit numbers to dumb people. I mean, your logic makes absolutely no sense.
I didn't say that. It's an example of your inefficiency.
I'm not a stripper. I'm a good Southern girl who's obedient to men because men control the world, you know. No, but people like you are really bad, bad people. So, you know, I'm not going to waste more of my time on this channel. But, you know, I do like Courtney Ryan. By the way, she's a good girl. And, you know, we stick together unlike you moron. All right, have a good one, Stevie.
Okay, stripper Nikki. I'm going to call you that for going forward. All right, so there's the Rational Wiki. It's an official source of information. It's just, it uses the Wikimedia. So I did a search on John Best, and like I said, I've been very reluctant to talk about his son because I didn't want to make myself look bad myself. But like I said, he had those meltdowns in early, I think it was 2005. And remember, this is where he got, where we pulled over at exit 3 way station, and the people didn't know what to do with a meltdown because there wasn't really any good practices to de-escalate meltdowns because they thought he had a seizure, and I knew it, and I stepped in. I felt like I had to do something. According to the Rational Wiki, okay, it's kind of infotainment. He hails from Meltdown. I'm out of here. He's somewhat a father of two sons, one a high support autistic boy, the other with Asperger's syndrome. So yes, he has multiple kids on the spectrum. I didn't know that the other one was high functioning. I thought they were all low functioning, but or nonverbal. Again, this was almost 18. Wait, it would almost be 20 years ago if I knew Sam, because I think it was in 2002 that I was on the bus route with him. He is the founder and operator of the offensively named blog Hating Autism, okay, so it's changed, in which he denies autism's very existence, works to expose the gigantic conspiracy behind vaccination and argues that the condition can be cured. He spent a considerable time doing what he condescendingly enough literally describes trying to talk sense to young people with Asperger's. I feel bad for Sam as a mildly functioning autistic because I had to be subjected to his meltdowns with people that didn't know what to do in the early 2000s. I can leave it at that. Best is a tireless utilizer of a shell gamut of what it says. Again, this is Rational Wiki. It's infotainment. Don't take it too literally. It's not Wikipedia, but it's not, right? It's not a doxing either. Whatever it suits him, accusing, among others, the neurodiversity movement. Oh, my God. I can imagine this is like Age of Autism and Delphic Tree on steroids. Because I know he's a vitriol guy. Again, I only saw him from a distance. He never went on the school bus or anything like that. This is pretty, yes, like what Michael said on the phoner. Best claims that the accepted treatment for mercury poisoning is chelation, and he used alpha ALA to treat his son. He claimed some immediate results, but this has not been medically verified. Best considers Mark Geyer to be a hero despite Geyer's killation efforts have resulted in his loss of license to practice medicine of any sort in several states for this practice. Oh my God. I mean, this is worse. Like, I remember Googling. I'll tell you how I landed his blog. I did some Google search probably when I was finding some, I was trying to find Kelly unrelated to Stephen AI, yours truly. Her views on autism, if there was anything on it, when she was running for a federal senator about a decade ago. And that's when I found that John Best was running this, you know, old-fashioned blogger blog spot, right? The domain name. This is pretty... This is pretty, like... In a blog post titled "Message to Psycho Killers with Asperger Syndrome," emphasis not on psycho killers, Best proceeds to describe the irony of all human beings, children and adults alike, who happen to have any type of Asperger syndrome. I can't even spell this word. I'm good on English. As a literal physical threat to both themselves and society as a whole, as they, air quote, are all, according to Best, in theory, capable of simply running out of energy, as it surely takes them to, as he imagined it, keep faking the existence of the human side to themselves. Oh my God. Yep, he believes the existence of the Illuminati, the Rothschild family. Yep, I remember that. Even his natural allies of Agent Autism and Jenny McCarthy think he's a bit weird, so he accused them of supporting the continued poison of the children by doing nothing. I feel so horrible for, you know, I try to not touch the fringier stuff. This, he gives everyone a bad name, and for me, I look at it from my bad experience, from just a legal legality, and nothing like this. It's, oh my God. So I didn't know about this. There's more stuff that I didn't know about John Best, because like I said, it's been like 16 years since I last saw his son on the bus run. I mean, he was a cute, like, he was a stereotypical cute little boy autistic, but, you know, I do think a parent's temperament, if the parent's temperament is anti-autism, that's going to go downstream to the child, and it was very apparent. I mean, he was kind of a legend amongst the bus drivers and the monitors, for sure. Yeah, I just, the father said, I don't know what's worse, a father or a mother with an autistic, but God, I'm just reading this, and it's been like a few years since I looked him up, but you know, it's just abusing if it wasn't so taken so seriously. But anyhow, decide run into that. Stephanie is next on the weekly, Sue. Stephanie, what say you?
Hi, Simon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Steph?
Okay. With this caller and his dip, he was 17 years old. You do not call the guy a young man legally. You are totally right. There are four genders in the legal sense. I don't know why his mother is allowing him to be out after dark.
She's
during
a
civil unrest. And this guy is a 17-year-old boy, in my opinion, and his brain is not designed to handle the more complex stuff. The kid is too young to be carrying a freaking assault rifle, okay? I'm like you. I think something happened after World War II. Anyone that's still alive wasn't around during the war, so, yeah, because right there being hundreds of the people that served, I think there is a huge overcompensation We had to fight, and apparently, I guess we fought really hard in World War II. So, the World War II is the standard, and if God forbid we don't fight like we used to, we're considered sissies. And I think these culture wars are just egregious. And I'm a Christian, and I'm a little bit lefty, but it's really insulting to see why we have to have all this hardware to air quote protect ourselves from tyranny, and it's not even tyranny. I mean, I don't know what the hell happened with these people, but I don't know how to help, you know, people I know that are thinking beyond the rational stuff, and it's just really disgusting to see how these people just have to compensate their masculinity by acting like a hero, okay? Acting like a hero doesn't mean go just shoot somebody and say, oh, pat myself on the back. I'm with you. I think he's going to get held accountable on the lower offending charges just because I the self-defense is so, I don't know what the right word to say. It's just subjective. Yes. And then people using, you know, America's a bunch of sissies. I'm speaking as one. And I think America is, you know, just oversensitive. So it's not just, you know, the lefty snowflakes, you know, the really far lefties. It's even these wacky these right-wing extremists. And they just drive us me nuts that anything to be offensive can be the worst offense. And I just don't get what, it just makes no sense to me. But I just wanted to call and vent. I'm just calling to just vent.
At this point, I think we're about to vent, because with the issues that, thank you for the call, Stephanie. I'm going up against a hard break here, but the problem is, we can talk about how police departments gotten aggressive, coincidentally, in the 1960s, to be more militant-like. I mean, was there a coincidence to giving police departments old military hardware to kind of militarize our communities? Yeah, there's a coincidence there. Sure, color me a cynic. Oh, God, Joey from Fake 87, you're on the Weekly Zoo. Oh, my God. There's a God. Joey, you're on the air.
Okay, Steven, you little soy boy, you know, you just don't like guns, because only men with nice, you know, guns, you know, we like to protect ourselves, because that's part of being a man.
Really?
No, you're such a gamer, dude. I mean, no girl wants to bang with you. You're just so fucking lousy. And people like you should be ashamed of being on YouTube. And you know, maybe I should just go dox you, put you in the barns. Because you're just...
No, don't do that. Because I'll find you where you live and I'll freaking see
you. No, you are just a little man that doesn't like to be called a man. You know, you're just, you know, you should just go kill yourself, because you're just nothing but a useful idiot. We men like guns. If you don't like guns, maybe you should be a tranny.
Oh, wow. You're just throwing all these daggers at me. You're such a manly man.
I mean, you're going such a stupid tangent. Your thoughts are so obscenely out of control. And then you have that girl in your life, that Melanie. Only fags would date a girl like her. I'd like to know how you fucked that bitch.
Oh, that's none of your damn business. you're such a
fake man. You're so empty. And Donald Trump's my president.
But he's not your president.
He's more manlier than you.
Oh, you sound like my crazy aunt.
You're so fake.
I'm so fake. Now he's going on the cart machine, just going on the
cart. Black people are inferior by science, and people like you should not be allowed to promote fake news information. No, you're fake.
Excuse me, I don't think you're now talking like my father. Don't
be so fake.
Me.
You're such a fag. You're such a loser. You know, you're just a dick.
So throwing me at ad hominem tax with
a you don't allow people to think. You just tell people.
Oh, that's
no,
fucking
you tell
bullshit.
People how to
that's
think.
Bullshit.
You
you're the one who's telling me how to think. You're the loser. I don't know if you're
and
screwing with
kind
that
of
girl.
And saying, I'm glad that that 17-year-old is acting like a man, like he should. If he wants to grow up, he should have the right to grow up. And these little lawyers are a bunch of trans and homos and...
Sometimes
no,
I wonder if you're fucking with guys.
I mean, you know, I mean, we need to be, you know, these people are not manly like this man. And people like you continue to squirt people, and I love Jordan Peterson, and, well, not in a gay way, because I don't like gays, but, and I'm not gay, never been gay, but I like Jordan Peterson, and you know what, I do sometimes stop to his pornographic. I think it's inspiration board, and that's the kind of inspiration board you should be jacking off to. That's all I have to say. Bye, you little soy boy.
I thought you were going to call me even more damn names. Okay. All right. You are just such a low life. I mean, Joey just throws, he's like a cart. He's like an 8-track. You just set him on play, and you'll just throw, you'll throw whatever hits you. And again, if he does dox me, yeah, I'm coming after you. Oh, sorry. I gotta open up my audio. So sue me. Alright, we're coming back after the break. Love and relationships are... I gotta get wasted after this exchange. God, that was... Really, that was... Joey was... God, something happened with that dick. We'll be back after the break here. This is the Weekly Zoe.